Emergency Hay and Grazing Conservation Reserve Program acres opened for eligible farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota last week. With 200 cow-calf pairs to feed, Barnesville, Minnesota farmer Jake Thompson didn't waste any time getting paperwork approved by the Farm Service Agency and then out to hay.
We're going to try and put up as much hay as we can. As long as we can.
The drought conditions in Clay County, Minnesota are a mix of moderate and severe. Not as bad as surrounding counties, but dry.
We are still in D2 here. We've been catching a half inch here or there, been able to keep stuff green and pushing us along, but definitely see it in the corn. Our alfalfa crop was less than half its usual yield. Our grass yields have been probably half to two-thirds of what it usually is.
Livestock producers in the severe to extreme drought areas of western Minnesota are also hoping to hay available CRP ground, but some are finding themselves in a frustrating situation. As farmers go into their local FSA office for the haying paperwork, they're learning there could be limits on what can be hayed. Emergency haying CRP goes hand-in-hand with the Livestock Forage Program, a program that pays producers for their forage needs. Once LFP triggers in a county, emergency haying can only be done in certain CRP practices. Here's Acting Administrator for the Minnesota Farm Service Agency, Michelle Page.
CRP practices that's limited to are CP1, CP2, CP4B, 4D, CP10, 18B, 18C. And for producers to get a better sense of that, it would be best, you know, if they contact their local office.
If a farmer that needs forage is limited on haying CRP, they could consider non-emergency haying. Farmers must also meet rotational requirements to go that route. The challenge is if a farmer moves forward with that non-emergency option, a participant can only request to hay no more than 75% of their contract acreage, leaving 25% of the acreage not hayed for wildlife. Farmers would then have a payment reduction of 25% on what's actually hayed. It costs a livestock farmer and rancher money to hay their ground, and if they choose to go with non-emergency haying and grazing, this can only be done once every 3 years. Thompson's ground does not qualify for the LFP yet because severe conditions have not been in place long enough, but he's closely watching the drought monitor for any changes.
Office said get it in as quick as we can, because once they do move to D3, some of these practices will no longer be eligible, and happens to where we're standing here, I believe this one would not be eligible once we hit D3. So if you can get your paperwork in and get it approved, no matter what your drought status, if your drought status changes, at least within our county and Wilkin County, you'll still be eligible to hay whatever you can get approved.
Where conditions are drier in Minnesota, farmers and ranchers are frustrated with the roadblocks of haying CRP ground. Farmers would rather have the forage to feed their cattle. Cattle producers would appreciate updates to that program, but this may not be a quick fix. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig told the Red River Farm Network at FarmFest last week she's focused on the D2 and 3 drought recognition.
I think long term we're going to have to make sure that there's additional authority under the next farm bill.
There may not be a quick solution to the problem, which means farmers are faced with a decision to purchase hay or sell their cattle. That's a big decision that can have a lasting impact.
You know, there's a lot of investment, a lot of time, and a lot of pride put into genetics in people's cattle. And when you're not able to continue having those, that's a super tough decision. And I feel about awful as I possibly can for anybody that has to make that decision.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.